Hi, this is Gary Chalk, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to All Things Transformers.
Is going to be juicy.
Hello and welcome to All Things Transformers. We are back with another Origins episode. Yes, Steve Megatron has been doing regular episodes of ATTF, but ITFU and Mike have not been able to do an Origins episode in a while. The last one we did was the second of the three-part female fembot thing we're doing here on ATTF Origins. First was Hahi Prime.
I'm a thing?
It's not a thing. Oh, God. Yes, you're a thing. You were, you know, created out in space by Dr. Doom.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. So
didn't even bend a fender.
The whole point here, folks, was a trifecta of fembots. We had Hahi Prime first, we had Lady Rex second, and because I don't know why, Nicole ended up being third, but here is...
Save the best for last!
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's because y'all are Decepticon haters, and, you know, you guys couldn't take the awesomeness that is me.
Uh-huh. It's not our fault that you're in love with Rio Pachenko.
Jem dances like an angel, doesn't she?
Angel indeed. Jem? Two?
The results! I'll tell you what it is. It's pissing me off!
Oh, Rio, he has a bigger vagina than all three of us combined.
Hop in my van!
Shut up. Comic book Rio, sure.
Uh-huh. It's not our fault you're in love with cartoon Rio.
No one's in love with cartoon Rio. Not even Jem loved him.
So we're here, as always. We've got 20 questions to ask Miss Nicole over there, Miss Beatles Diva. And some of these are going to get pretty dicey later on, because... I'm basically going to wrung her out. I'm going to put her on the psychologist couch and figure out why exactly she has such an obsession over Cyclonus of all characters. And then you're going to hear something. I know you've said this to me off air, but I hope you have not said this anywhere else, because this would be a huge exclusive. She's going to tell us exactly why... certain things online have almost made her step away from certain parts of her favorite character. So, there is that. Question number one.
I must have forgot about that. Like I said, I've been up already for 14 hours.
God.
It could get interesting.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's after midnight, so, you know, anything can happen after midnight.
I'm like a gremlin. It's always after midnight.
That's right. All right. Question number one. Obviously, this is mostly for the listeners than for you, because obviously you did. Some people didn't. Did you grow up with Transformers, and at what age do you remember first noticing the franchise?
Well, if you knew my age, you knew that I was there from the beginning, back in 84.
You're 26, right? You're too young.
Sure, but I'm a time traveler. No, I was the perfect age when Transformers came out. I was 7, turning 8, and I remember I don't remember exactly the first thing I saw, but I remember I loved ponies at the time. I loved horses, and of course My Little Pony was big too. And they had the My Little Pony cartoon, and Transformers was after it. So I was just like, okay, I'll stick around and watch this. And then they had Gem after that, and then they had G.I. Joe's. So for 2 hours, I stayed out of my mother's hair. And that made her happy.
There you go.
So, yeah, so I was there from the very start.
Mm-hmm. What is your Transformers generation and why?
Well, like I just said, I grew up G1, so mm-hmm. I grew up with it. That doesn't mean that I'm a total G1er. I enjoy a lot of different aspects of Transformers. But, yeah, I grew up with G1, so... Mm-hmm.
So what other generations of Transformers do you like? What ones are you most in tune with and all that good stuff?
I actually can find joy in all of them, even the Unicron trilogy. I do find a little bit of joy in that. See, Starscream story was pretty good, you know, especially when he was making fun that he's like, I look like Thundercracker. I love animated. I love the Prime series. I did not like the Beast Wars series to begin with, but I fell in love with it because the story was amazing. I can't really pinpoint my favorite, but if I had to, I'd say animated. It was probably my favorite. Yeah.
Very cool. What was your very first Transformers toy as a kid, if you had them as a kid?
Oh, I had them as a kid. Yes, I did. And this is the reason why I love this character, and I'm probably the only person, well, there's probably a handful of us out there. G1 Beachcomber.
No, I'm not. I'm not laughing because it's Beachcomber. I'm laughing because his best episode was the Golden Lagoon.
Of course, it is his signature episode.
Exactly.
And it's awesome.
No, it's not possible. They found the Golden Lagoon.
I just think it's funny that, you know, Beachcomber is supposed to be like this pacifist, this hippie kind of dude, and yet he has one of the biggest weapons of all the Transformers.
Yep. Absolutely.
I love Beachcomber. Such a lovable guy.
Yeah, he needs to make a comeback.
He just needs to get a surfboard and enjoy life.
Oh, God. Okay, so question 5 is a little strange. I always have to preface this because... when I was a kid, and I'm sure when you were a kid, it was just called, you know, pretending or make-believe or something. It wasn't this term that everyone calls it now, live-action role-play. No, it's make-believe or pretend. There's a huge difference. Like, no, oh, God.
Do you know what I used to call it? Playing with my friends.
Exactly. So the question is, growing up, did you and your friends ever pretend to play Transformers, say at school or something, that, you know, somebody had shouted out, I'm going to be this character, or I'm going to be that character, or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We had a really good neighborhood when for kids growing up. I grew up in a very, very, very small town in the middle of nowhere, so we had to get creative. We didn't have a movie theater in my town. We didn't even have McDonald's in my town. So there was a bunch of kids my age, and yeah, especially during the summers. I remember during the summers we used to play different things. I remember playing as G.I. Joe characters and playing Transformers and pretty much anything that was the cartoons at the time. And I remember even the monkeys were a big thing. You know, they did the reboot with Nick at Night then. Mm-hmm. And me and my friends loved the monkeys. And I remember one time we pretended like a Transformer was the monkey's car. So the monkey mobile was a Transformer. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We definitely, I mean, there was probably about 8 to 10 of us that would, boys and girls, that would just play around the whole neighborhood. And yeah.
Very cool.
Run amok.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Run amok and run about. All right, number 6. Here's where we put Nicole on the couch, because Who is your end-all, be-all favorite character from any Transformers incarnation? Basically, Megatron puts his fusion cannon to your head and says, choose. You can choose one Decepticon and one Autobot.
Okay, I think you'll be very surprised with my answer. But, you know, I'm a diehard Decepticon fan, so it's really, really weird for me to say this, but G1 Bumblebee is my absolute favorite. I mean, I even had my very first car was a 1974 bright yellow Volkswagen Beetle. You know? I loved Bumblebee, and I still love G1 Bumblebee today.
Back! I'm better than ever! Look at this new paint job! I've gone beyond being just plain old Bumblebee. I'm a gold bug!
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And the evil side, please?
Ah, you're going to be surprised with this. I'm going to say Knockout.
Now, will you believe I'm joining the winning team?
Knockout. We needed that.
What the?
Because Cyclonus.
You're ruining this. Yes, he is. In G1, he is.
You didn't say G1. You said my absolute favorite. Now, in the comic books, Cyclonus says he is not a Decepticon and he is not an Autobot. He is unaligned. So. So.
Cyclonus, transform and attack.
You're just trying to circumvent the rules here.
You never said there was any rules.
So, okay, so why is Knockout your
So my favorite unaligned is Cyclonus.
Oh God.
Oh God, he doesn't love Knockout. My gosh. He is so his comebacks and his lines are my favorite things in all of Transformers. Just when he walks into the room, he's like, doctor in the house, like, pay attention to me, or one of my favorite lines. You know, he always gets scratched up and he's like, buff this. And I love it. He has some of the best lines. I love it.
Yeah, Knockout is awesome. Voiced by Darren Norris. What shocks me about Knockout is the fact that it's the voice of Cosmo from the Fairly Odd Parents as this diva Decepticon.
So see, I twisted the rules for you. I was trying to keep you on your toes. But I do have a big part of my heart goes to Cyclonus.
Okay, so I always joke with Nicole that basically if Cyclonus ever had a human avatar, which he actually does in IDW's More Than Meets the Eye, but we'll talk about that in a minute. If he ever had one, it would basically be Rio Pachenko from GEM. Cartoon Rio from GEM would be Cyclonus's.
You're wrong, because Cyclonus has a personality. Sorry.
It's only because Rio has purple hair. It's the only reason why I say it. Hello. Okay, so
it's horrible.
Gotta keep you on your toes somehow. All right, so to refresh your memory and to let the listeners in on a little bit of behind the scenes stuff, you had told me at one point when we were talking about doing this episode that certain things online, certain fanfics and other things have almost turned you off to Cyclonus.
Because I've taken a break from a lot of online stuff. it's been a wonderful break. This is a character I've grown to love. And the way that people and everyone has their right to imagine the character as they want, but when they're forcing him into different situations and I'm like, that's not really him, but okay, you know. So, but that's also my right to say that's not my character, but hey, if that's how you picture it, that's fine. But it just got a little out of control. I mean, they, oh, some of the artwork, I'm like, man, there's a lot of lonely people out there.
Wow. And then there was the time that you almost basically threatened James Roberts if he was going to kill Cyclonus.
Well, I threaten James Roberts all the time. No, I really wouldn't hurt James. James is a lovely
obviously,
man.
Obviously, yeah.
Now, Alex Nealon, on the other hand,
that's all. Mr. 50 Shades. All right. Okay, so besides Cyclonus, Knockout, and Bumblebee, what are some of the other Transformers characters that you like?
Man, when I got to this question, I'm like, man, there's a... here, okay, well, let me just go through the list here. So, Swerve, love IDW Swerve. He's like the Pinkie Pie of Transformers. He breaks that fourth wall, and I love Rescue Bots Blades, Beast Wars Inferno. Yes, my queen. Whenever he called Megatron queen, just I loved it.
Yes, my queen.
Call me that.
Skybite. Oh, love Skybite. Let's see. Beachcomber. I just said Beachcomber. I'm like one of the few people that love Beachcomber. Sure. Lockdown. When he came in and animated, and then he was probably the best thing in one of the best things in the live action movies.
Yeah.
Prime RC, her character was amazing because she stood out as a major leader and she got things done. Animated Shockwave. Oh my gosh. Sinister animated Shockwave. My gosh. When that episode with Blur happened, you're just like, what? that just did not happen. You know?
I've told this story before. This is going to be quick because this is supposed to be more about her than it is about me, folks. But I finally had come around to animated by the time season 3 happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Saturday morning or whatever, whenever cartoons used to actually air on television and not on streaming services or all the time. But anyway, I literally almost fell off my bed the episode when Long Arm did the color change. Mm-hmm. And it was the real colors. It was not this gray crap. It was the actual pearl. I'm like, oh my God. And then the dude spoke, and I'm like, holy shit, it's Corey Burton.
Well, animated Shockwave is amazing.
Yeah.
And, oh my gosh. Let's see. IDW, Pharma. I love these sinister characters. Pharma is true evil. I'm not kidding. Yeah. One of my favorite panels, when people say... that Transformers are, you know, it's not for adults. I'm like, you go Google IDW Transformers and the word lengthways.
Yep.
You will see that it is not a child's game.
It's not and for kids.
I remember reading that issue and I'm like, this guy's insane. Oh my gosh. Pharma is, oh, I love it. And then I have to mention this because I'm one of the few people that have probably... they'll probably admit to this. Angry Birds Galvatron. I love the IDW Angry Birds Transformers. It's so funny.
It is, yeah.
Oh my gosh. But, you know, I got a whole list of... Of course, Starscream. I'm a Starscream fangirl. You know?
Why?
There's all the different incarnations of him. I don't know. He's just like the character that you love to hate.
That's true.
Oh my gosh, I could go on and on, but it's mostly Decepticons. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, I do like some Autobots, but.
Mm-hmm. Sure you do. Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, the mainstream ones, the ones everybody's gonna know.
I'm not a huge fan of Optimus. Not, don't get me wrong, he's a great leader and everything, but you know exactly where he stands most of the time. Okay, yeah. Most of the time, especially the G1 cartoon, you're like, I know exactly where you stand. And that's why I like the Decepticons, because you're just like, okay, who are you? What are you going to do? What's your story? And yeah.
So on the flip side of that, are there any Transformers characters you actually hate?
Yes. There is one. I absolutely despise. I can't stand this guy, and he needs to be fried up on the Cybertronian version of KFC. I hate Skylinks.
Really?
I hate him with a burning passion. Everything about that character drives me nuts. I hate Skylink. I do not know why he's such a fan favorite. Oh, I hate him. He's so annoying. He's like, look what I did. I did that. That was me. Oh, you can't handle anything because I need to do it for you. It's all about me. And when people are like, oh, but he's just a fun character, I'm like, you date someone like it, you will understand. He is horrible. I hate him. I hate his robot mode. I hate his alt mode.
So I assume you dated somebody like Skylinks at one point or another.
I dated a guy, and it's just, I don't know why. And anytime like we would go out, he's like, yeah, that's what I did that for you. We got this done because I did it. And I'm just like, I could have done it myself, but gal, go away.
I think the best thing that Skylinks ever did was the narration in not Burden Hardest to Bear. Five Faces of Darkness? The Plague episode. Yeah. Return of Optimus Prime. That's what it is. It was Autobot against Autobot and Decepticon against Decepticon. I'm like, oh my god, no, shut up.
No. There's nothing you can do that can make me like that character unless he is set on fire.
Is he the only one you don't like?
Yeah, he's the only one that I truly despise.
Okay. Over your lifetime, as you got older, did your interest in the Transformers franchise grow stronger or get weaker?
It depends, because I've been with the franchise since the beginning, like I said. It faded out a little bit because after G1 went away and they started to get into the Beast era, I'm just like, you know what? I like this other little franchise called Ninja Turtles. So. Mm-hmm. I really got into Ninja Turtles at one point. And, I heard the rumors that they were going to be doing a movie. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I remember I really loved Transformers. So I started getting back into reading stuff and collecting toys. And it was like 2 years before the movie when I started really getting back into it. Of course, when the 2007 movie hit, you know, everything was out there and I'm just like, oh, this is amazing. You know, I started to get back into the community, a couple years beforehand, you know, just to see what was out there. So, mm-hmm. So for a few minutes, it kind of faded away a little bit, but not a whole lot because at first I was one of those people, truck, not monkey, you know. I'm like, why would they turn into animals, you know? And like I said, I really wish I would have given it a shot because Beast Wars is really well written.
Yeah, it is. What was I going to say? I was going to say something. So you basically returned in the year 2005. Was there ever a moment in your life that you were just completely done? Like, not stepped away, but just... Not just stepped away for a moment, but just, like, I need something else. I'm done with this for however long.
No, because the community was always there. I've always loved the community, and so I always heard people talking about Transformers stuff. So, no. Like I said, there were some times I was just like, you know... I got into other things, but it was always there. I was always reading the comics, or I've always been watching what was on TV, you know, or when the movie, I mean, we had movies come out like every other year, you know, or every 3 years. And so it's always been there.
Yeah.
But I've never totally gone away from it.
Very cool. With the internet giving birth to anything, but the fans all having a voice and what they like or don't like about Transformers, do you find your voice gets lost in the shuffle, or do you just shout louder?
See, I was thinking about this, and I'm like, I don't think my voice gets lost. I wouldn't say it's as strong as it used to be. but that's not a bad thing. back when the internet was fairly new, I was guest hosting on a lot of Transformers podcasts because they wanted a female perspective, and you know, there wasn't many female fans out there in the community, you know, saying, "Hey, look at me," you know. And so I was on, you know, my voice was pretty strong there for a while. But as the fandom grew, you know, and I kind of got a little bit quieter. but I love that there's a lot more ladies out there that are voicing their opinions. And I think it's great. You know, David Wallace actually posted up on my Facebook page. And he's like, well, yeah, you were the first girl that was a first female that was actually voiced on a Transformers podcast. I'm like, I didn't realize that, but I guess it's true. I'll take David's word for it.
There you go.
Yeah, so.
Very cool. So this can be anything. I only put the example on this question just so people see what the example is. What is your Transformers personal anthem song and why? The example is Stan Bush's The Touch or Dare or anything from Vince DiCola, or and it doesn't really matter. Like, but what is your personal anthem song from Transformers?
Oh, man. See, out of all the questions, I think this is probably the hardest. because, well, it was almost a year ago. He retweeted it.
Pretty much was.
Yeah. I did a whole podcast on music of Transformers, you know, and there's so many songs I love. I love Roll Out by Miracle of Sound. Yeah. Hallelujah by Bee-Ba-Boo Bombers, I think that's what they're called. And, of course, the Steve Jablonski soundtrack, Scorponok and The Rival to Earth. They're both classics. But... you know, I was listening to some music today. I still have the thing for the Menasor song from the Devastation game soundtrack. Heavy metal. It's heavy metal and a choir put together. So you got this classical music and heavy metal together. And it's two things I really love. And I love it when they mash them together. And it just comes together with that heavy beat and the guitar and these beautiful voices, powerful voices in the background. It's because I was a metalhead and I studied opera. So it actually speaks to me. So it's one of those songs that's kind of hard to find, but you can find it on YouTube, but it's not one that's probably out there, but I mean, there's so many good songs. Yeah. So I will say that for right now.
How often do you go back and rewatch any of the Transformers cartoons?
I'm usually watching something Transformer related. Like right now, I've been watching Prime, rewatching Prime. So,
very cool.
Oh my gosh, Ratchet's amazing.
He's the Wambulance.
Oh, no, God. With the episode where he gets juiced up on synthetic, Johnny, he hits on RC.
Yep.
How's it humming?
Did he just?
Stronger, faster, studlier.
She's like, what was that?
What did you just say?
Oh, my gosh. And the Scraplets, God.
Scraplets. Funniest thing about that is Kevin Michael Richardson as Bulkhead, his basically high-pitched girl scream.
Oh my gosh.
It's so good. Yeah, Prime is awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. We all love Transformers comics. Which incarnation do you love and why?
Oh, wow. That's another hard one. I've been reading the comics for years now, so it's just like... it has its ups and downs, that's for sure. I've loved the new stuff from IDW with the reboot with Death of Optimus Prime. So the phase two, I guess that would be the phase two of IDW. But if I had to pinpoint one thing, you probably know what I'm going to say. It's it's the one shot with the crossover from Mars Attacks.
Of course, Mars Attacks. Transformers.
That is, to me, almost the most perfect comic because, oh my gosh. The hilarity of it all, the inside jokes, and to know who the hero is at the very end made me stand up and clap. I'm like, oh my gosh, it was brilliant. I really wish it was a whole series instead of just the one shot.
Yeah. How do you feel about the universe ending and Unicron coming in after 12 years?
You know what? When I first heard it, I'm like, man, it's really sad because we've had some great stuff. I mean, the writing and the artwork and just the continuity that's come out. If you're going to go out, might as well go out big with Unicron, you know? And James has had a good run, and John, you know, the writers. I mean, all the writers. I mean, Sarah and
Mary Grid,
yeah, they all did amazing work. And as sad as I am, I'm kind of excited and nervous to see what's to come, you know, because I'm always one of those people. I'm like, ooh, what's this new perspective on this character? And I kind of think both James and John kind of need a little break. I mean,
John's got a lot of stuff going on. He does. I mean, the whole time that this has been going on with Transformers, I've seen him write the Back to the Future stuff with Bob Gale at IDW. I've seen him do some other Marvel stuff. But James, yeah, James is the one that really needs the break, because he's been doing this the whole time. I know James has done other things, but during the run of More Than Meets the Eye / Lost Light, I don't think he's done much else other than consume himself with his story, his tale, what he wants to put his stamp on the Transformers universe, and damn it if he hasn't done that already.
From what I've heard, James is like, I'm going to be able to tell and finish my story, which I'm so grateful that IDW has allowed him to stay on to tell his whole story. James is an amazing writer. He really is. But I know he was kind of a nightmare for the artists. I know that for sure. like I said, I'm sad and excited at the same time. It's always good to start fresh, because especially with people are always coming new and fresh into the fandom. And so you're always like, well, where's a good place to pick up, you know? And, you know, this is a great way to reboot and to start fresh, you know, say, hey, this is a and it's not like what Marvel and DC have done, like, okay,
no,
we've screwed up this, so we're just going to do, you know, we're going to reset the universe. No, they're actually going to be able to stop, you know, complete this whole storyline, complete this universe, and then start with something new. And I think that's awesome.
In 12 years, IDW, and this is more, some listeners may or may not know this, but in 12 years, IDW has only, quote-unquote, soft rebooted one time. You had Robots in Disguise, which just eventually became Transformers because the 2015 Robots in Disguise cartoon was out. You had the main series with John, which took place on Cybertron. And you had the More Than Meets the Eye / The Lost Light with James. Mm-hmm. And that was the way that how I got into Transformers comics is basically somebody said, okay, you start at the death of Optimus Prime. You have two paths leading off from there. You can go to Cybertron and deal with the politics with John and Robots in Disguise, or you can go off with Rodimus and company and have a space adventure and adventure in space. So you could essentially choose one of two paths or choose them both and read it all.
I've done
pretty much that myself as well. I'm still catching up on Lost Light and Optimus Prime. I'm catching up on
stuff too, you know, but...
Yeah.
No, it's been an amazing run.
I
remember when, I can't believe it's been 12 years. Oh my gosh. That's insane just to think about that. To think that it all started because before then they had the Infestation and Devastation and all that. And that those were hits and misses. And, it's, yeah, I'm like I said, it's kind of sad. I, I'm excited to see where James goes too, you know, because I'm not sure that they'll, I'm not sure if he's going to be writing for Transformers, but that's not what I've heard. You know, I mean, I've heard that he's not going to be doing it, but you know what? Yeah, I'm excited, but yeah, sad at the same time. Does that make sense?
You know? Oh yeah, absolutely it does.
It's kind of like when you have that last piece of chocolate, you're like, I'm going to savor this last piece of chocolate, but it's my last piece of chocolate. You know?
Yep. All right. How big is your Transformers toy collection?
Mike, you never ask a girl her size, okay?
Oh, stop it.
I was thinking about this. I'm like, I really can't give you an exact number because most of my figures are in storage. I still buy stuff and I just put them in storage. But I'm guessing from my smallest Legends to my biggest one, which is the Supreme Starscream, I'd say around 300, 400. I have almost the full collection of animated and a lot of G1 stuff and a lot of Generation stuff. And so, yeah, I'd say between 300 and 400, around there.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, a lot of them are still in packages.
Oh, so you're like our other friend, P. Concord Michael. He has like closets full of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I've got my masterpiece Skywarp, which I haven't opened up, you know, and I've got two animated RCs, which everyone covets. They're still not opened up, you know. Yeah, so. Yeah, I've got a few. But that also includes the really little Legends, too. I mean, like I said, I'm a completionist when it comes to Beachcomber. So with Beachcomber, I usually get three of each one. So I'll have one in package, I'll have one in robot mode, and I'll have one in his vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Beachcomber's kind of easy. It really doesn't have that many characters.
No. That's a very cheap collection.
I will hurt myself if they ever get a masterpiece.
What is went, okay?
Because he was my first one, so it's just like, I have a really soft spot for him, you know.
So that pretty much answers question 16. Then, what is the one Transformers toy you could never part with ever? Basically, hoping nothing happens, actually, but if the house caught fire and you can only take one Transformers toy, Beachcomber would be it, or would it be somebody else?
No. Actually, I hope I don't cry on this one. The toy that I choose isn't really a valuable toy. I mean, it's nothing expensive, but it's sentimental to me. Oh my gosh, I'm going to cry. It's my Rescue Bots Blades, because it was given to me by JD, who passed away.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, man. God, I wish he was here.
I'm so sorry.
No, I know.
He was the host of Fanboy Versus.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, my
gosh.
He
was also on Radio Free Cybertron.
Yeah, I miss that guy.
Oh, man, yeah.
A lot of people have given me toys and stuff, but he's the one that's not here now.
Yeah.
Oh, dang it, why am I crying on a podcast? But yeah, so it has a lot of sentiment to me.
Yeah. So not supposed to ask a girl her size. What was the most amount of money you ever spent on a Transformers item?
See, this one is a hard question to me, because, like I said, I have a lot of toys and some of them I bought. Back in the day when the first movie came out, right before the first movie, the live action movie came out, I worked for eBay. And so a lot of Transformers stuff was going up because people were like, oh, I can make money, the new nostalgia. And so while I worked at eBay and it get really slow, I would I'd be like searching for stuff and like, ooh, what's new has been posted. So sometimes people would sell their lots, and this is one of the reasons why I have a lot of stuff. So I remember I bought a lot for about $300 one night because mm-hmm. I was really slow at work and I worked the night shift. And so I was like, yeah. So I'm like, this looks like really fun. There's a lot of G1 stuff. So boop. And I'm like, and then when I actually won the bid, I'm like, crap, now I got to pay for this.
That's the way bidding always goes on eBay.
So for, I can't really say, I can't really remember the, I know I got into a bidding war when Animated was on eBay, mm-hmm. You know, the prototypes and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that whole thing, because everyone wanted to be the first to review, you know? And, yeah, I can't remember. I would have to say it was just that lot that I bought. Like I said, I can't remember. I spend money like no other, and I shouldn't. At that time, I mean, I had a package at my door every day for like 3 months. And it had a Transformer in it or something Transformer related. And I remember I bought a I got a bid, and it included my Supreme Starscream and Primus. And I know that was kind of pricey, but I honestly can't remember.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the problem of working there. It was just like, let's see.
Yeah, exactly. All right, this question we usually save almost for last because you never know what kind of reaction you're going to get out of it. Do you like or loathe the Bayverse, or are you just indifferent to it?
See, I don't know how to answer this because I'm not a hater of it. I still really enjoyed the first movie. I really, it's got its flaws, but I remember when 2007 came out and I was rushing home from Vegas because I had tickets to go see it. We bought tickets months before or weeks before. And I'm like, I got to get home so I can watch Transformers, you know? And I remember the first time, you know, seeing Bumblebee transform and the group transform and the pods coming to Earth. And I'm like, my gosh, this is amazing. You know, I watched it like 14 times in the month at the theater. Me and my one coworker, we skipped work 3 times to go watch it. And so, yeah, I still enjoy the first movie. And as much as they're not good films. They are not good films. That's for sure. But I always find something fun and enjoyable or good about each one of them. They have their moments.
Yeah.
You might have to weed them out. But, I mean, like in the second movie, Revenge of the Fallen, my gosh, I think that's the worst out of all of them.
It is.
There is that moment with Sam and his dad at the end, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh, this is what – the whole writing should be when his dad is telling him, you cannot do this. You do not. And Sam's like, no, I've got to. And they have that father and son moment. I'm like, why couldn't the rest of the movie be like this? Instead, they're doing weed and fart jokes, you know? But yeah.
Well, it was 2009 and it was a writer's strike. They had to basically scrape the bottom of the barrel.
I know. And you know, like I said, and that movie, when they had the little Insecticons, I'm like, that's really cool. You know? And to have Frank Welker back as Soundwave was amazing. I mean, each movie has its little, like the last movie, my gosh, the mini Dinobots. Oh, so cute. But man, there's a, I know what I'm going to get when I go see a Transformers movie. Yeah. And last night, I'm like, I just want to see Optimus riding Grimlock and being, you know, a badass. I got my money's worth because I'm like, that's all I wanted to see. I knew it wasn't going to be great, but yeah. So I'm not a hater. I don't loathe them, but I'm just like, I just wish they, I wish they need to get James and John to write. That's what they could do. James, since you're not going to be on the comics anymore, go write the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be amazing if that would happen. Sadly, I think Michael Bay just goes to the lowest common denominator of writers. Like, it's just what he does. And
it doesn't make sense because Orci and
Kurtzman
did a great job, you know, with their TV shows and stuff.
Yeah.
And they have writing potential. I think it just takes a fan or someone who's been in the community to actually write about robots. I mean, we had this problem with the comics when writers don't feel like these are actual beings, that they just feel like they're robots. They're not. They are actual people. And well, fans see these bots as people. A lot of people will put themselves into a character somehow, and I don't think some writers get that, you know? Yeah. You've got to go past it, you know, and say, no, this isn't just an object. These are beings with feelings and heart and hate and the ability to build other things up. But yeah, it takes a certain writer to be able to get that, you know? Hire Heather and Amy and I. We will make something kick butt, man.
I'm scared. Okay, so since you said that, if you could create any Transformers fiction, whether it be toy, cartoon, comic, movie, etc., what would it be and what story would you want to tell with it?
Oh, now, if I had complete reins, like no holds barred,
yeah.
I would do something that has been done that hasn't been done with Transformers. Broadway musical. I would love to see, like, I know it would be something like Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, but
oh my god.
But I think it would be kind of fun to see some stage magic, and I don't know how it you'd get away with it, but and I was thinking, you know what would be awesome and horrible and just amazing at the same time? You take Thundercracker soap opera and put it into a Broadway musical.
Its story makes no sense.
It doesn't. But, oh god! You know, how to do a live? Okay, so have you seen Universal Studios Megatron? Go on YouTube and watch Universal Studios Megatron. He's amazing. He knows how to ablib and stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like one of the best characters ever. He just whoever's in the suit just totally gets into it, and I love it. I'm just like, if you could see something like that on stage, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be kind of funny.
I don't know how to do it. Give me some time. I think I could pull it off.
Yeah, let's hope it doesn't turn into what Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark was, because yikes.
People dying? No, not.
Optimus is dead, and it's not Megatron that killed him, it was Rodimus, because he wants to be the leader instead. Do you have a my parents got rid of my toys story?
You what? I don't, because I had like the coolest. I still have the coolest parents. Anyone that has met my parents are just like, oh my gosh, I won the jackpot with parents. So when I was growing up, my parents knew how important certain toys were for me. You know, I was really connected to certain items, and they always held on to them. I mean, that's why I still have a lot of my G1 stuff, because my mom. The only thing my mom really got rid of was like stuffed animals that were just like, we can't save this.
You're just like, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You know, or I gave them to, I handed them down to like my baby cousins or a neighbor or something, you know, but most of like my ponies and my Transformers and my Care Bears, I still have. Yeah. So
very cool. Very cool. What is one piece of advice that you'd give the Transformers fandom and Transformers collectors in general?
Breathe. Just breathe. I know people are passionate about this. And I understand. I'm passionate about this fandom too, but some people just go overboard, you know. When people get upset because a masterpiece is numbered wrong or in out of order or something, like the numbering of masterpieces, or, you know, the pure G1ers went, oh, that's not my prime. And you know what? Things change. I mean, I'm not the same as I was 30 years ago. You know, these characters are going to change, or, you know, just calm down. Just relax. You know, something new is always out there. And then also try to get out of your comfort zone. I know a lot of people are just like, oh, rescue bots, you know, it's not my thing. And you know, I get it, but give it a shot, because there's some really fun episodes and there's some really serious episodes. And then of course they have a musical, which is awesome. And plus Rescue Bots had Tim Curry. Come on. Mm-hmm. yeah, get out of your comfort zone. See, like I said, a lot of people hate on Beast Machines. It's,
I love Beast Machines. I know you love Beast Machines. I love Beast Machines more than I do Beast. I love both, but I love Beast Machines more.
That's another character I love. I love Jetstorm. My gosh, I love Jetstorm. Such a pain in the butt. I love him though. Yeah, get out of your comfort zone. See, you know what? People get into their little bubble. I'm just like, you never know what you could find or explore when you get out there. You know, I mean, heck, I even tried doing the reading Kiss Play. You know, it's not for me, but I gave it a shot.
The only thing I will say for people not to open up to is the Unicron trilogy. It's just too friggin' bad.
It has its redeeming qualities.
No, it does not.
Starscream, you know, the storyline was pretty good, you know. It's got its faults. It didn't need to be as long as it was.
Did not need to be three cartoon series.
No, it didn't, but it does have its qualities. If they just get rid of the children, it'd be fine, but, you know.
Somebody can kick Kicker off a cliff. Maybe you can catch a Pokemon Go on the way down.
No, oh, I mean, I personally, like I said, I could find something good in each series, but that's just me. I'm just like, okay, what worked here? What didn't, you know? And I'm not going to give up on something because the first two paragraphs aren't what I want, what I expected of it, you know? So, yeah, just breathe. Just take a breather. Enjoy it, you know? If you don't like something, don't go on a tirade and say, oh, and can I please say this? Stop with the whole Michael Bay raped my childhood. First of all, you know, no. That's a very serious issue these days. No, he did not destroy your childhood. You still have those great memories of your childhood. He just has his different views, or the certain writers have their different views. You know, just wait until something else comes on. Just please stop with that saying. Okay. Just breathe. Enjoy the fandom as it is. I think the new little rescue bots are adorable. You know, a lot of people are hating on the web series right now because it's not their thing, but
Power of the Primes.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
That's fine. That's not your thing. But guess what? We have some new stuff that is gonna be coming out. Just give it some time, you know? Breathe. Yep. Just breathe.
Yeah, I've since I now have a smartphone again, yay. I downloaded the Go 90 app, which is a mobile TV network thing. And they, like, I'm like, oh, okay then. So that's how I can watch that now. I'm like, how can I watch this, these Transformers series, things that are online here? And I'm like, oh, right. It's on Go 90, so I have kind of been watching it. I think I'm up to the second series now for the Machinima stuff, but I don't know.
But again, you know what? If it's not your thing, just wait. Just wait a few months. There's something going to be new.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I'm just trying to see here which one. Yeah. I've seen Combiner Wars. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm on Titan's Return, I think. So I haven't gotten to Power of the Primes yet. So Combiner Wars was all right. Titans Return, like I said, I haven't watched it yet, so I don't know.
But you know what? If you're looking for something to go watch the little Creo shorts. Those are adorable. Yeah, those are cool. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love the Creos. They're so fun.
Yep, absolutely. All right, folks, I think that's going to do it for us here on All Things Transformers. Join us next time for whomever we have.
Oh, so you're not going to analyze me and my Cyclonus obsession?
I thought we already did that. You basically denied you have one. You liked Rio instead.
I know where you live.
You'll never come out here. Oh. Nobody wants to come to Illinois. After all, the Transformers destroyed Chicago.
I've been to Illinois before.
What happened back there?
Mighty Galvatron, what is that?
It's Starscream! Blast him!
But he's a ghost!
Die, you worthless!
Since when do ghosts tumble out of control through space?
Yeah, so what is it about Cyclonus that you just can't get enough of?
Well, first of all, it's the voice.
What voice? There is no voice!
What do you mean? He has a voice, the G1 voice. He's got that nice, deep, groggy voice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. He said nothing in the movie.
Well, it doesn't mean that he didn't say anything in season 3.
That's true. Was it Roger C. Carmel, I think?
Yeah, I mean, him and, was it Ultra Magnus, went on a little rendezvous together.
Yeah, and then he had a goatee at one point, because Starscream took his body over.
Mm-hmm. Starscream just loves Cyclonus' body. Mm-hmm.
Stop it. Now we're really getting into fan fiction mode here. God. Reminds me of someone who sadly wrote a Blaster fanfic where they basically had somebody else raping him with other cassettes. It was so weird. Oh, I don't even know. Yeah, it was messed up. But okay, so yeah. Cyclonus, besides the voice, what else is it?
I don't know. His leadership abilities. I mean, he's able to stay cool under pressure. Mm-hmm. He's able to be next to Whirl without killing him completely.
Well, now anyway. I mean, that's why Amy's not dead yet. So, for those of you who don't know, who haven't listened to the pull bag and the underbase and all that stuff, whenever Nicole, Amy, Heather, and I are on reviewing things or whatever, basically, Nicole is Cyclonus and Amy is Whirl. And Heather's off being that pitiful leader of the Autobots.
And of course, I'm stuck with 3 Autobots. I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Really? You're stuck with 3 Autobots? Well, yeah,
You're an Autobot lover?
Well, yeah. I love Decepticons too. Astro Train rules.
Yeah. Who's your favorite?
For Decepticons?
No. All time. You love...
All time? Well, that's Hot Rod and Rodimus. But I do love... I do... Ever since I was a kid, I do love Astro Train and Soundwave. Those are my 2 Decepticons. Cyclonus and Galvatron from G1 are a close, like, second to those first 2.
You know what? And I also do love Rodimus.
But no, you don't.
In a sadistic way. No, I really do.
Just tell the audience that story. You just want him to die all the time.
No, I don't want him to die. I just like it when he gets, you know, his butt handed to him. I love it. I think James has done a great, and Nick Roche has done a great job with Rodimus, and I love it. But I love it when he gets his butt handed to him. I don't know. It brings joy to me when I see Rodimus get hurt. I don't know why. No.
Mm-hmm. My favorite thing that he ever did so far. And like, I have not read a lot of Lost Light, but like in More Than Meets the Eye, the funniest Rodimus thing he ever did was the whole badge thing close to the end.
Yeah. When he made the whole Rodimus badge as honor, yeah.
No. When it was, where was it? It was in Volume 10. It was Brainstorm.
Uh-huh.
The whole Brainstorm Autobot Decepticon thing.
Okay.
There's a panel, there's pages where Rodimus is like, But here, look. This is what it actually is. Like, it was some weird reveal thing. It was hilarious.
I do like Brainstorm, too.
He's okay.
I like a lot of different characters. Oh, and Overlord with his lips.
Oh, God. Okay, on that note, where can the people find you online?
Oh, you can find me. Well, if you're just wanting to Google things, Google Beatles Diva. That's Beatles like the band, not the bug. Or if you're on a Transformers forum, I'm Hailstorm.
All right. So, I am at TFG1Mike on Twitter. You can follow at Geekcast Radio, and I think it's at All Things TFV3 on Twitter as well for this show. Join us next time for whoever the hell I'll have in the hot seat. And as I said at the beginning of the show, Steve Megatron does news update episodes every so often. So there's that.
Oh, Megatron Man!
Do you realize it was almost a year ago exactly you were interviewing Heather for this same show? It's taken you over a year to get in touch with me. What's up with that?
Hello. I've had a lot going on in my life.
Also, Vice. What?
And the best line, yeah, mm-hmm. The best line Heather ever said, which was this from Optimus. We're getting the heck out of here, folks. See you next time.
Aloha.
Arise, Rodimus Prime. Optimus.
Yeah.
No.
You got the touch!
Stan Bush here, and you're listening to the latest episode of All Things Transformers.